With a look at local headlines, I'm Lucas Vargo for WIWU News. Three staff and one student received spotlight recognition during the Mississinewa Community Schools board meeting on Monday night. The Chronicle Tribune reports Brianne Jeffries, who serves the corporation as the payroll and benefits manager, Westview teachers Christina Gleason and Hillary Lochner, and Kyla Watson was the student spotlight winner. She was not able to attend Monday night, but is honored today. Local gyms have noticed the increase of foot traffic at the start of the new year, and also how the numbers taper off after the New Year's rush. Adam Myers, the CEO of the Grant County YMCA, says they see an increase in foot traffic at the start of the New Year's, but the New Year's rush always has its cool-down period.
I think there's a lot of challenges that play into that. The busyness, there are other things that compete for our time. How well do you get connected? There's burnout. Our goal may not be realistic. There's some of that.
The YMCA even offers discounts to encourage people to stay consistent. This year, they offered 25% off if they bought a year in advance. Today, you're paying on average $2.98 a gallon for gas, says AAA. That's up 5 cents from last week and down 9 cents from last month, and 18 cents below the national average. The cheapest gas is in Boonville at $2.56, according to GasBuddy.com. The Lady Fighting Irish of Notre Dame continue their fantastic season. The Irish were recently awarded the number one ranking in women's college basketball, and they backed up that ranking with a win over number 11 Duke 64-49 last night. Head coach of the Irish, Neil Ivey, says it is a big-time win.
A lot of pressure heading into this game, and I thought this team was fantastic. I thought they came out focused. I thought they shared the ball. Duke is a really great defensive team, and we just turned it on.
Hannah Hidalgo led the way with 19 points. Notre Dame has now won 18 games in a row, which is their longest win streak in nearly a decade. They hope to make it 19 in a row on Thursday when they head to South Beach to face Miami. Notre Dame is 23-2 on the year. Victory Field in Indianapolis is in the running for the best minor league ballpark. They're nominated for the USA Today list as part of the 10 Best Readers' Choice 2025 poll. Fans can vote for the ballpark online once per day through March 17th. For WIWU News, I'm Lucas Vargo.